This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
All right, Woody, thank you so much. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us right now. And Omar, as I say good morning to you, man, I got on this. I've been listening to all the comments from all the players, and camp sounds great. Everybody's out there. They're talking about how much better it is than last year, and it's really helped, and getting to know new teammates and stuff. I think it's great. I really do. The question is, they're going to how much better it is than it was last year and all the things that needed to change, and I'm going, wow. So Teron, Calais, and Raheem were damn good leaders. I don't think you and I would disagree on that, right? You would agree
that
with me?
That is correct.
So
absolutely.
I'm just looking at the thing. You do the subtraction and you do the addition of players that they have. This just screams, just Jalen Ramsey just didn't fit in with these guys. Whatever was said or done, it just, you have a young secondary. It's going to be a really inexperienced secondary overall. We know that. That's just a fact, with guys getting a chance to basically be starters for the first time, or limited time as starters are now going to get more time and have to be frontline guys. That you would just give up on a guy like Jalen Ramsey, you would agree that there had to be a lot to this.
One, I will say this. I don't think that everybody participated in the offseason program last year. Teron never participated in the offseason program. Teron would occasionally be there, but Teron would do his own thing, and you expect him to come back regularly, ready and train. Last year, Kendall Fuller didn't participate. Jalen Ramsey does not participate. He does his own program. And I don't think there's any harm, especially in an off-season program. And this is where I don't necessarily agree. I don't think that that's the reason that you fell short of achieving and succeeding the way that you want. I don't think this whole kumbaya, everybody's there, everybody's working together. Because last year, the same thing was said from the safety, Jordan Poyer.
Yeah.
Same thing was said from an offensive lineman. I can't remember which one, but oh yeah, we're getting together. We're staying because we're staying out later. We're hanging. Jordan Poyer was the one who hosted barbecues. We saw Tua had a party for everybody at the beginning of the camp. I really don't think that we're all working together. We're all participating in the off season. That's going to fix our problems. Realistically, your problems last year were the fact that you didn't have a quarterback, or you didn't have your starting quarterback. You didn't have a quality backup. You didn't have a good offensive line. You didn't have a run game. Fix some of those issues, and then maybe you'll have a chance. I'm not going to sit here and say it's because, oh, we didn't participate in the OTA program together.
So I would just say back at you. And by the way, good points. All good points, Omar. But I got to tell you, when you throw in that guys don't show up because OTA's not, I get it. It's not mandatory. It's voluntary.
Yep.
Absolutely got to remind everybody of that. But when you start to look on top of all that stuff, and then you kind of bring in that attitude of I'm going to be late, and then certain guys get away with being late, so other guys go, well, what the hell, if I'm late one day or if I come in, and then you're losing games on top of it, and then everything becomes a bigger issue. It's fine. You're right. When you're 11-6, it's a little different than when you're 8-9, no matter who's playing. Everybody's looking for everything that you can clean up. I just think that's part of it, but maybe you don't.
That is part of it. I'm not going to say that, people showing up and being bad examples late and whatever, but I will argue this, and I will say this. It was pointed out to me that Jalen Ramsey, who was late a lot, also was the only defensive player who participated in every single practice last year. Whether he showed up late to film study or whatever, whatnot. And this is the one part of it I don't like. Jalen Ramsey wasn't the reason you lost 9 games last year. Not even close to the reason.
Yeah, he was not the biggest problem. Absolutely. Right.
He was, I don't even think he was on the list of problems. Arguably, if Jalen Ramsey wanted to be on this team, he'd still be the number one, if not number two, player on this team at any level. Now, does he want to be on the team? No. Do you want him here during the offseason program? Yes. Did that change his? Did he want to be there? No. I don't think it's the reason why the relationship is soured because he didn't want to be part of the offseason program. And I'm proud of them if they took a stand and said, hey, you don't want to be part of the offseason program? We got to let you go. Okay, cool. That's great. But I've said this and I stand on it. This organization is terrified of Jalen Ramsey. And now all of a sudden they want to get tough on him. I don't buy that either. I don't think that's the reason why this divorce is happening. I just think it's, if one of your biggest leaders doesn't buy in, you kind of have a problem. And
yeah.
I think the biggest issue that Mike has to worry about, in my opinion, is the team turning on him. And I've seen that happen time and after time after time. And the last thing you need to do is have a guy that doesn't believe in you around, especially when, pretty much half the team follows him.
Yeah, but so you give a guy a guaranteed contract for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, look, man, we want it, you're kind of hoping part of being a leader is being there for the rest of those guys in the offseason, or you don't agree with that. It's just how you play is what you're saying. Or when I'm there, then I'll be the leader on the field.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay. When was Teron there? Was Teron ever there? Did Teron ever really practice?
He
was still a leader.
Yeah, he was. No, he's one. I never considered Jalen Ramsey a leader. When we talk about leaders.
I didn't either.
So
Jalen Ramsey's mercenary.
That's a great one. But they knew, and Woody, I feel Woody already saying, well, you knew what you were getting, so why is it an issue now?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, I get that.
It's the same thing with Tyreek.
You knew what you were getting. No, Woody said that today, too.
Yeah.
Don't be surprised now that they're, hey, Jimmy Butler, you knew Jimmy might not be the. You got a little. You thought you could get away with it in that culture, and he goes, "Oh hell no, screw culture! I need my damn money, and don't talk to me like that." Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting, this whole thing, because, listen, we all agree on one thing. A happy Jalen Ramsey would be somebody we need. He's our best guy in the secondary, the overall secondary, which is going to be – how concerned are you with this secondary right now? I think they're still – I think they still have a chance to get Douglas, don't you, or no?
No. According to Barry Jackson, my colleague with the Miami Herald, the offer's too low. And that's the thing. You know, Chris Greer, and this is what puzzles me and baffles
okay.
me. The whole draft, Chris Greer's like, oh, yeah, we're not really worried about cornerbacks. We got a plan. There's tons of guys still out there. We'll be aggressive. You know, we'll be aggressive and get guys after the draft. Tons of talent. And I'm thinking the whole time, oh, they know who they want. They probably already got a deal hammered out. You're just waiting until compensatory picks, formula equation is out of the picture, or maybe we're waiting until we got cap space. There's absolutely nothing stopping the Dolphins from signing anybody right now. They just haven't signed anybody.
Yeah.
And maybe it's because, and I do know how they operate, they want to see people on the field practice and see what it looks like. That's cool, and I completely understand that. What's supposed to Cam Smith looks like, he's just a grown-up now. You know, hey, then half of your problems is solved. But
– that's a big but.
You said you had a plan. You said, oh, you've got tons of guys out there and interested. And we haven't done anything since the draft.
Yeah.
So either you were lying or somebody's involved, you targeting somebody in some trade, or you're waiting for somebody to get cut, or you're waiting for somebody to accept whatever offer you have on the table. And in fairness to the Dolphins, I believe they signed Odell Beckham, not a great name to mention, but Odell Beckham eventually agreed to the terms that they put on the table. And you know, eventually caved. And that was after the draft. So maybe their hope is that somebody else will cave. But
hope they don't play like Odell Beckham.
Boy,
that's – woo!
He was done. Was done. We'd watch him practice with the media. We'd watch him practice, and we'd be like, yeah, he can't help this team.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Help the 401k program out a little bit. We've been good from time to time on that for guys to get that last, three and a half million, whatever it was for,
yeah.
the thing. Hey, so while we're at it, so we're just kind of waiting here on to see, because Chris did say that. I talk about it once a week.
Yeah.
Like Chris said, there's somebody out there. Don't worry. There's plenty of guys still out there. And I don't know, I keep looking at that list. You know, yeah. The Asante Samuel one.
Shoulder.
It's neck.
Shoulder.
They're saying it's
neck. Yeah,
neck surgery.
Yeah.
And they said he's going to be cleared in July. Boy, that scares the hell out of me, even though I know he's a young guy. If that's a guy they're waiting on, neck surgery,
And doesn't exactly fit the scheme either. From you know, they want to play zone. Asante's a press cornerback, even though his father's probably one of the greatest zone cornerbacks ever in the history of the game.
That was a hell of a player. Yeah.
Yeah. That was a hell of a player, arguably a Hall of Fame player. I don't know why they're hating on him the way you have 50-something interceptions. You kind of deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, just my opinion.
Does he have 50? Come on.
Yeah. He's got a ridiculous amount of
interceptions. He can't have 50. If he's 50, we'll put you in if they had 50. Come on.
I'm telling you, it's up there. I think it's either 50 or 40. It's a ridiculous number.
That's a lot, too.
Yeah,
damn.
No. Have him look it
all
up.
Right.
I'm not right by
all
my
right.
computer. But I don't disagree with you. Maybe Stephon Gilmore. I don't know who it is, but that's the one thing that really disturbed me about what they've done after the draft is they were like, "Oh, we got a plan. We got you know." They said this on like day one of the draft. They were basically flat out like, "Yeah, we're not really going to take a cornerback early. So, you know, we believe that Mike's had success in 49ers and taking cornerbacks late. You know, we've had success with taking cornerbacks late. We're good at cornerback." Now, I say this and I stand on this and I believe this. Right now, Xavien Howard's better than any cornerback still out there on the market. He's not playing in the NFL. He didn't play in the NFL last year because he wasn't fully healed and teams wanted him to sign a waiver. And he really just said, you know what? I would rather stay here and spend time with my family. And I know Xavien. And Xavien fell in love with being a father. And
well, that's good. Made a ton of money. That's good.
Yeah, but I think he still wants to play.
But so here's the thing. Omar, you and X are close. I like X a lot too. You guys are close. And this you and I talk about this from time to time. That the guys you like a lot, you want to come back. I don't know if they're going to let him ever come back.
Hold on. Okay. Yeah, no. Listen.
Go ahead. Give me
Chris Greer. Chris Greer never closed the door. No matter what X said, Chris Greer would never close the door. And I respected that. And I believe that the door is not closed. Now, I also believe that he's more talented than anybody you can sign, and he's more talented than anybody on your roster. Because if you get head-to-head, your choices right now are, Cam Smith.
You know that, Storm Duck. You know the list of characters.
Yeah, Cam Smith and Storm Duck. Do you believe Xavien, a year out of football, is as talented, if not more talented, than Cam Smith and Storm Duck?
The only thing I'm worried about with X-Man is, can he stay healthy?
Well, he's over 30, so you're rolling the dice. Anybody out there right now has got the same issue.
I know,
but
that's got to be reality, man. We are a banged-up team at the end of the year.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you're out of football.
I wish we weren't in this situation, even having this conversation.
No,
but I wonder.
This is the position you put yourself in.
Yeah, I wonder if they're having meetings and they call in their defensive coordinator and say, "Hey, listen, we're going to have to go with a lot of these young guys that got their feet wet last year or maybe the year before, and we need to start treating them more like starters." I don't know.
Okay. That's cool, but it's going to be the same situation that we had like the offensive line last year. We sat here and we like, "Yo, this is it. This is it. This is, you're not doing anything. This is it. Are you serious? Like, reconsider. Are you sure this is what you're going to roll with?" And they were like, "Absolutely." So if we do that again this year with that cornerback unit, and then they struggle and they're the reason that the defense is bad, and everybody gets fired because you chose to be stubborn about this cornerback unit, don't be surprised if they're the reason you're fired.
Is that the only thing you're concerned about mostly right now, is the secondary?
That's a good question. Mostly this. No, I'm still concerned about the offensive line, and I know you're going to say, "Man, are you ever satisfied?" But here's my point.
I didn't say that.
No, you're going to say that. Everybody's going to say that.
I agree. We need more depth. I agree.
Listen, Liam Eikenberg is one injury away from being a starter.
Yep, he is.
I mean, tell me the year you've gone no injuries on your offensive line. Tell me what year that was.
No. We have been banged up on the O-line. Our starting five have missed as many games as anybody in the league. Yes, except the Jets.
Yeah, it's never happened. I've been here 17 years. It's never happened. You've never had a healthy offensive line, ever. Yeah. So we can sit here and be celebrating that Liam Eikenberg is no longer a starter. Well, Liam Eikenberg is one snap away from being a starter.
Yeah.
And then what? I would be way more comfortable if an Isaiah Wynn was signed. Yeah, exactly. It could happen. So, or you know, there are other veterans that are out there that can help you. So, and that's the thing. Don't tell me you're not done and then do nothing. So if you're going to sit here and say, oh, man, on day one of the draft, listen, we're not going to draft a cornerback. We don't think we need it. We can wait because there's a ton of free agents out there, and we plan on addressing it after the draft.
Right. Well, and they'll grab somebody, and they're going to go, this is the guy we told you. That's our guy there.
No.
Hey, Omar, I'm running super late here, man. I'm sorry. You know how these breaks work. I'm never on time. You work with me. Hey, thank you, man, for coming on a little bit this morning. I appreciate it.
All right, and I'll see you on Friday, Joe.
All right. Omar Kelly, Miami Herald Dolphins columnist, joining us this morning. Right now, I want to tell you about her. We can go on and on with this thing. I knew it. He went right to X-Man. He went to X-Man. That was coming. I do want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Man, if you didn't get a chance over the weekend to stop by and see the new Tahoes and the new Suburbans, man, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're out there. They're ordering more. They got they are hot. They are roomy. They got everything you and your big family need to be comfortable. With that summer vacation coming up right around the corner, staying out of planes, you don't need a plane when you got a Silverado truck or you have one of those big, beautiful Tahoes or Suburbans. Hey, speaking of the Silverado truck, I call it the cleanup hitter. Yeah, it's our number one seller. Cannot lie to you because we got a Silverado truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. If you're a truck person, listen to this. If you do some strong lifting, well, listen to this. Silverado trucks got a choice of four strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power with roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, 12 standard tie-downs, and the hardest-working bed in the business. Will help you conquer the toughest jobs. Hey, can I take a second to talk to – I got a crush on it now, the 2025 Traverse. It's a midsize SUV. Unbelievable look, the new one. Spacious, comfortable, got plenty of room for everybody with a 2.5-liter turbocharged engine. Man, it is sweet. Stop by your South Florida Chevy dealers, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. Take a test drive, man. Absolutely fall in love today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.